1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Now we know television what it is today, just part of living in the USA, but some don't know just how it came to be. So I found some books and I checked them out for to ease your mind and to clear your doubts about the birth of what we call TV. Well, Columbus found the USA and everybody made their way to buy a better home and garden green. But some folks didn't quite know how, so to make it simple like we have it now, a man named Meredith made a magazine, Better Homes and Gardens. Meanwhile, on the other side of town, another thing was going down that changed the lives of folks like you and me. Some scientific minds were sparked and somewhere in the lonely dark came glowing, flowing electricity. Yes, and if I could find the joker who invented this bad dream, I would sit him down and tell him where to go. Cause if you want to learn to garden, you can read a magazine, and I would rather listen to the radio. Yes, old Ben Franklin flew a kite, and Thomas Edison made the light, and Alexander Graham Bell made the phone. But then a foolish, well-intentioned man sent radio waves across the land. Soon there were RCAs in every home. But then he went one step too far and put us all right where we are, staring at a Japanese-made tube. Sanyo, Sony, Hitachi, God bless you and excuse me, I hope you don't mind if I watch the news. You got your PSAs for your FCC on your channel 2 up to 53. I get 3.58 megacycle dreams, nightmares. You got your greenhouse cards and your Ginzu knives on your edge of nights and your days of life. Slim Whitman's yodel makes me wanna scream. Now, and if I could find the joker who invented this bad dream, I would sit him down and tell him where to go. Cause if you want to learn to garden, you can read a magazine, and I would rather listen to the radio. Now with technology so far advanced, TVs do everything but dance. They act like phones, tell time, play games and more. With a few Betamaxes and a VHS, you can watch one channel and record the rest, but it kills me, I still can't get channel 4. But don't despair, folks, dry your tears and throw away your rabbit ears. Cable television's come to town. You'll get perfect pictures night and day with movies, sports, and all you pay is 40 bucks a month with nothing down. I guess I shouldn't have to complain so long. Somebody like Slim Whitman, though exactly who that is, we'll never know. And I think I've said enough for now. I must be leaving anyhow. I'm going home to watch my favorite show, Bugs Bunny. But if I could find the joker who invented this bad dream, I would sit him down and tell him where to go. Cause if you want to learn to garden, you can read a magazine, and I would rather listen to the radio.